Minnesota Fats famously wore a carnation in the lapel of his bespoke suit. Though comparably built, Bacevich didn't go quite so far with his fashion. Still, he looked resplendent in drooping black trousers, black loafers, and a herringbone jacket that did its moaning best to cover his girth. His thatch of straw-colored hair had been generously gelled, and his goatee neatly trimmed. Like many hefty men, he tried to drown his insecurities in an ocean of cologne. He somehow looked both older and younger than his 27 years. His boyish, contagious smile was, as ever, in full bloom. At the same time, his swollen belly and arthritic movements suggested a man well into middle age. His green eyes sparkled and swiveled from side to side as he stared at the configuration of balls on the table. The best American pool players were once irrepressible, wild, and woolly figures, straight out of Damon Runyon, all trash talk and color and bluster. But once they started getting beaten by Asians and Europeans, who, the conventional wisdom went, weren't better players but simply possessed superior powers of concentration, the Americans grew stoic and emotionally frozen. In this sense, Bacevich was a pure throwback. Above the crack of the balls on the surrounding tables and the echoes of clinking beer bottles, Bacevich directed an ongoing monologue to the folks on the rail, to his cue, to himself. After one particularly dazzling piece of shot-making, a smile stole across his face, as he said to no one and everyone, "Didn't think a big guy like me could pull that off, did you?" It's always big with Bacevich, never fat. Derby City had already crowned champions in bank pool and one pocket, and now the tournament culminated with the nine-ball championship. A form of rotation pool, nine-ball requires players to rack only the first nine balls in a diamond formation. A player wins by pocketing the yolk-colored nine-ball, but on every shot he must hit the lowest ball on the table first. Usually, the player devises a pattern of shots through the rack, or what remains of it, that has him pocketing the one, the two, the three, and so on, until he's taking aim at the nine ball to win the game. At Derby City, the first player to win the race to seven games wins the set and advances to the next round. In the movies, pool is played at warp speed. The balls invariably collide violently on impact. The pace is rapid fire. The players attempt high-risk, high-reward shots. It's all pyrotechnics. Real pool, at least at the highest level, is much more clicking than clacking. It's a sport of ellipses, not exclamation points. The balls don't often rocket into the pocket. They tend to enter casually, as if they're slipping out and quietly leaving the party, landing with a gentle ka-tonk. The players discharge their duties at a leisurely pace, especially Bacevich, whose excruciatingly slow playing is as much his hallmark as his overstuffed physique and bottomlessly charismatic personality. Sizing up shots like Tiger Woods, studying a putt, he takes his time, rocking back and forth in the manner of a man who has to pee. In professional pool, you can go for hours without seeing a "holy shit, you gotta be kidding me" shot. It's all about positioning and control. Because of the way they expertly maneuvered the cue ball, Parika and Bacevich went entire games without having to hit a single shot that would give a decent recreational player trouble. Of course, it's where the cue ball ends up after hitting the object ball that makes it all possible. That's where the genius resides. It's position play that separates the pros from the ball bangers. There's something both absurdly simple and impossibly complex about the way Bacevich plays. His backswing, not unlike his body, is short and compact. His break is more about control than force. Little about his style could be described as exciting. But there is an undeniable artistry and dignity, a majesty you could even call it, to his game. He has that highly developed pool cortex that enables him to think four or five shots ahead. Often he even sees the whole rack unfolding right after the break. He is steady and balanced and supremely confident. With the equilibrium of a Zen archer, he plays as though the mere prospect of misfiring hasn't crossed his mind. Then,